What's up, guys? Welcome back to Games from the Back. This is another episode, and this is a very, very special one because Jiho's lead growth of Axie Infinity is with us today, and we are going to talk about Axie, DeFi, the future of Axie, Mystic Axies, Origin Axies, and all that crazy stuff that is happening in the Axie Infinity Digital Nation. Yeah, you heard that right. Digital Nation. We'll go through this later. In this episode, I'm not going to analyze or talk about the blockchain game industry like I do in the previous one. This episode is already long enough. I want you to enjoy it. Please like, comment, subscribe. Regardless of the platform you are listening this, that's the only way for the algorithm to push the podcast and get us into more devices and spread blockchain gaming. Enjoy, guys.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Really excited to be here.
Why don't we begin by telling us, what is Axie Infinity?
Axie Infinity is a creature collection and battling game. We use blockchain technology to really empower our players and allow them to earn crypto just by playing the game. And we also seek to be the first game that's really kind of owned by its community. So we just released a governance token called Axis, AXS, to achieve that goal.
I saw somewhere that AXS is bumping hard. Is that right?
I try not to focus too much on the price, but I mean, Axie is the number one. We're the number one NFT project in terms of traction right now and community. I think that's one of the reasons that people like our token.
Yeah, well, to be honest, a lot of investors are looking into Axie Infinity, and that's, I guess, for two reasons. One is because you guys are doing a good work and you are funded as a company, right? Mm-hmm. And the other one is the community, which is sharing all day long about Axie Infinity and the potential. So I have to give credit to this to you because I see the community talking, writing, and sharing and creating videos about Axie Infinity nonstop. It's like seeing a mainstream game with more hardcore players or something.
Yeah, I think the community does a lot of really hard work to expand and evangelize the game. And yeah, I think that Axie is fun. It's beautiful. It's and there's a very engaging kind of collection and economic aspect to it, which lends itself to really deep analysis. And I think, there are people who really enjoy really sinking their teeth into all the details and complexities of the system.
Recently, you guys partnered with Chainlink, right? Mm-hmm. Now, what is that you're going to do with Chainlink? We covered the news, and in the official announcement, you guys stated that you are integrating price feeds for US dollar for the marketplace. Like, why are you doing this? Why integrate a decentralized feed rather than taking a centralized price?
Yeah, definitely. So we're doing two things with Chainlink. One, we integrated decentralized price feeds for the FUSD price on our marketplace. That makes sure that price feed is never down, right? So if we were taking it from centralized websites, like I guess I won't name any names, but basically those could go down, those price fees could go down, and that could really impact our service. So I think that was so integrating those FUSD price feeds really ensures that on our marketplace, the ETH to USD conversion is always accurate. And especially for newcomers who might not be familiar with ETH, ETH prices. And, we're one of the few dApps that actually have people like this in the entire world.
Yes, you are.
that thing could be really confusing. You know, having that down could be very confusing to them. The second thing that we're doing is that we're integrating the
VRF technology, right?
The VRF, the Chainlink VRF, which basically ensures that when there's some kind of random element or event related to chance, then you make sure that that act of rolling is fair. So what we're using that for initially is the rolling of origin axes. So basically there are these special types of axes that are capped in supply. Those axes can only be created from a special token that's left over from the beginning of the game. So you can think of them as kind of like the unopened first edition booster packs from Pokemon, right? There's only a certain amount of them left because they're, you know, capped in supply and only from the beginning of the game. Some of them are still out there, meaning that, you know, there's still a chance of opening origin axes, and some of them could have mystic parts, which are really rare. The cheapest mystic axie, I believe, is around 6 or 7 ETH right now. So that act of determining whether an axie has 1 mystic part, 2 mystic parts, 3 mystic parts, even 4 mystic parts that will be using the Chainlink VRF to make sure that that is a fair and transparent process. And, you know, axies, triple mystic axie just sold for 300 ETH.
I saw that.
Yeah, so that process is very important, and it needs to be as transparent and flawless as possible.
That's one of the most expensive NFTs sold, right? 300 ETH, it's a lot of money.
Yeah. That's the most expensive. The most expensive axie ever sold is 300 ETH. It was a triple mystic. So theoretically, the price of, you know, quad mystics should be much higher than that. Even the last quad, I believe, went for 200 ETH. Delphi Digital picked that up. So.
Okay. So how's the development of the game going so far?
Yeah, definitely. So in terms of the gameplay, so far we've really focused on battling the axes. So we built the initial battle system that was kind of like browser-based auto battles. We launched that in October of 2018, so a really long time ago. We talked about that, you know.
Yeah, I remember that.
At the beginning. And that was, you know, that was good for bootstrapping an initial player base and, you know, showing people the capability. Then, in December of 2019, we released a live battle system that uses cards. It's more active. You're able to choose your abilities and cards in real time. That's been, you know, very successful. We currently have around 12,000 daily active users for that.
How many, excuse me?
12,000 for that application, daily active users.
It's hard to keep track of the daily users because, you know, I go from website to website like ZapRadar and Fungible here and there, and I check different stats in every game.
Yeah, there's a lot of data.
Everyone reports different stats.
There's a lot of data aggregators, right? And then the thing is also like that application data, that's, you know, off-chain as well. So the on-chain users are only capturing, you know, maybe 1/10 of our total kind of daily active users because, you know, not everything, basically, you know, playing our game is not on-chain, right?
You're playing, but you're not doing any transactions, so the aggregators don't catch this.
Exactly. So it seems like, you know, 10% of our user base makes a transaction on a daily basis, around that kind of ratio. That is the battle system on an application. It's available on Android APK, iOS Test Flight, Windows, and Mac. So desktop, mobile. And that's what's kind of really pushed us into the spotlight and acted as a huge catalyst for increased traction. We are currently working on, in relation to gameplay or in terms of gameplay, we're working on two things, a land system. So this idea of axes, you know, being able to be placed on top of land, harvest resources, craft and build different structures, harvest tokens, attack Chimera through the land. So, you know, people are really excited about that. We also have an upgraded, improved battle system that's under construction as well, with upgraded art, animations, talent trees, and I think just a more smooth and faster paced gameplay. So yeah, we're working on those right now. We also have a secret project that is also gameplay related. So we're not making it's we'll just leave that as a little bit of a surprise.
Secret project. When is this coming?
Yeah, this Project L. Yeah, so in terms of gameplay, that's what we're focused on. On top of gameplay, we're also obviously working on a lot of other things, like Ronin, which is our Ethereum-based sidechain, wallet for Ronin, marketplace upgrades, as well as the staking dashboard, the community treasury, and those are related to Axis. So yeah, you know, there's no shortage of things to work on, which I think is a good thing.
How many people work for Axie?
Yeah, we have around 25 people on the team right now. We're looking to expand pretty aggressively.
Okay, great. So my next question is about Ronix. Why did you develop your own side chain? I mean, couldn't you use an already established solution? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we actually have a history of building. You know, we're one of the few projects that have actually delivered on working on sidechains or layer two. So we built our land and item marketplace on top of Loom Network, and they pivoted, and we saw a lot of the pitfalls of building on top of someone else's technology. It requires a lot of back and forth and requests for features and things like that. So when we really believe in taking our own destiny into our own hands. That's why we call it Ronin. A Ronin is kind of a samurai without a master. So in ancient Japan. So yeah, you know, I think, you know, we prefer to really have more control over the developer experience for ourselves. And then, I think, you know, also a lot of the other solutions are very untested, and we don't know whether they're going to be around. We don't know whether they're going to work for our specific needs. So, you know, yeah,
that's true. I mean, you see side chains come and go all the time. Like Loom, you said before about Loom. Loom was focusing on games, and then they said no more games. Like, we are going to focus on healthcare. So yeah, what you do, as long as you have the developers to support it, which you do, is great. So when is Ronix coming? Any idea, any projection?
Raj, our initial projection is for our initial
next year.
Yeah, our initial projection is for early next year.
Okay, early sounds great. So G-Code, what's the difference between Origin and Mystic Axis? I see people talking about them all the time. They say that these are capped. I see people talking about Mystic all the time, and that these can increase in value. So there is a big speculation here about these axes. Can I play and win a Mystic Axie, for example?
Yeah, the Mystic Axies are highly collectible, limited edition, supply capped axes that are a special subset of Origin Axies. So think of them as kind of like first edition holographic Axies. They're capped in supply. So there are only 4,088 Origin Axies max. And only around 30% of those are Mystic Axies. And then, basically Mystic Axies are like the collector's premium items for the Axie universe. You know, they're really great as avatars, and they kind of really make a statement when someone is looking at your account, or, you know, you're even saying that you have one instantly. Like, if you have a Mystic Axie, people know that, you know, you're kind of like someone important within the Axie ecosystem, or, you know, someone who really believes in the vision. So I think, you know, they're really great for kind of showing, it's like social signaling. It's like, you know, it's like having a Rolex, right? But in this world,
yeah.
Right, it's like we're living in an increasingly digital world where, you know, nobody cares if you have a Rolex, but, you know, these digital goods that, you know, are very, it's kind of like conspicuous consumption, right? With digital goods. And then, yeah, it's also, you know, you'll be able to, you know, you can use them in the game too.
Okay, cool. So yesterday I asked on Twitter our community if there was something they would like to ask, and someone popped up on Telegram and he has a question, Chef Nobu, about whether are you going to team up with other games and use other tokens. He said specifically that Axie is a closed game. And I can see that, like, you see many games doing multiverse things and interoperable, non-fungible tokens and all that stuff, but we don't see that from Axie.
Well, so the thing is, like, yeah, so I understand, like, so a lot of people want us to collaborate with other games, but I don't think that that's necessarily the best for growth. Because these other games are really small, especially compared to us now. We would rather, you know, interoperate and work with projects that are much larger than us. So, you know, for example...
That's a good way of thinking.
You know, that's why we're big. Yeah. And that's why we're big and they're not. But we are very interoperable, right? Like, almost all Axie players have used Uniswap, right? Because you need to use Uniswap to sell your tokens, your small love potion. We've done collaborations with MakerDAO, with Kyber Network, with Aave, and introduced them to these DeFi protocols. So, you know, to me personally, the things that I see that are promising and interesting on built on top of Ethereum right now are DeFi protocols and Axie Infinity. So, you know, what we've tried to do is like work with the best, you know, blockchain projects and Ethereum projects that are, you know, bringing real benefits to users and, you know, have been able to basically scale their communities. So, you know, I'm not close to working with other projects, but, you know, we have to be very careful when we recommend a project, you know, work with and by extension recommend a project to our users because, you know, that's
a growth mindset.
Yeah.
That's all I mean to say.
You need to have a growth mindset because the problem with blockchain and problem with these applications is that we don't have users, right? So, you know, you need to grow or die.
Yeah.
Everything needs to be, you know, with a growth mindset.
That's true. And the thing is, most games come and go. I mean, you have been in the blockchain gaming industry for, like, what, 3 years? Or maybe more? You've seen games come and go. Like, 99% of the games we've seen back then do not exist anymore, right? They ran away with people's money. So yeah, you have to be extra careful with who you work with. So to my next question, what about Axie and DeFi or DeFi? What do you do with DeFi? Can we stake Axies? What are we going to do here?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, you already can... you know, we've already introduced our players to many DeFi protocols such as Uniswap, right? Like almost all Axie players got the Uniswap airdrop. You know, we've done promotions with MakerDAO, Kyber Network, Aave. And yeah, so I think like DeFi like has a lot of interesting ideas too. You know, I started getting into DeFi because I was doing research into token design. You know, we've been working on the AXS, the Axis token, for years now. Basically 2 years of
research
and development went into this token. And, you know, so yeah, there's, you know, there's staking, there's fee sharing, and a lot of these concepts were, you know, pioneered and, you know, introduced to the entire space through some of these DeFi protocols like Synthetics.
Okay, cool. I have two more questions for you and we're good. But this is the most important question that I wanted to ask you.
Axie Infinity in underdeveloped countries. I mean, I live in Greece, right? The daily check here is, what, 25 euros? Greece is underdeveloped, to be honest. It's one of the most underdeveloped countries in Europe, where Europe is considered a developed region. But there are countries like Venezuela, for example, or Philippines, that these people can pay their rent and their wage and their wages with $5, and we've seen articles and players jumping into Axie Infinity from many underdeveloped countries. I personally have seen players talking about love potions like they were talking about Bitcoin. So, that's a fact. So what about Axie and underdeveloped countries?
So the intersection of blockchain and games will be critical in the rise of digital nations. So these digital nations will have their own jobs markets, complex economies, social structures, and even governments. So
what do you mean digital nations?
Yeah, digital nations. Like the Axie community is becoming its own digital nation. It's becoming its own country where with jobs.
You mean decentralized autonomous organization?
Government. A DAO is just a new type of government. Farming these tokens and playing the game. That's the source of work and labor. The marketplace is the economy, right? This is the source of all transactions. So basically, we're creating all these types of new type of work that's basically adding value to the network and being able to earn some type of token or reward in exchange for that work. In the Philippines and Venezuela and a lot of these developing countries increasingly in developed countries in the West, this is becoming a valid source of income for people. And I expect it to increase over time. You know, we're going through a very difficult time in the world economy. People are losing their jobs. The virus is here. The virus is preventing many types of jobs from being viable. So people need to figure out how to, earn money just by being on their computer. And, so that's how we get this, notion of digital jobs, the rise of digital nations. Discord is like, becoming an entire social network within Axie. If you come to the Axie Discord, you'll be able to make friends, find business partners. The opportunities are endless. So we're really starting to see, this world where, reality is becoming, the screen and the internet and the applications that you use are becoming really, an entire universe that, is kind of a haven and a haven from the physical world, which is becoming really dangerous for a lot of people and also very difficult to earn a living.
Yeah.
You watched Ready Player One, right? Like, it's not a coincidence that, that guy who, he was from a very poor, desolate place in, I think, Ohio, right? And Ohio represents, in America, Ohio represents like the decline of manufacturing and, basically people losing their jobs to AI and robots. There needs to be new types of work, right? So I think it really makes sense if you look at it that the people who are leading this revolution, they come from some of the poorest countries in the world, and these people are looking for new opportunities. So I'm really proud that Axie is able to really introduce this concept to the rest of the world.
Yeah, you should be proud. I mean, I've talked with people who pay their rent by playing Axie Infinity, right? So this is This is a miracle. You weren't able to do this a few years back. And this is because of you. So yeah, you should take pride about this.
Thank you.
So my last question is a question that I ask all the time, everywhere, anywhere. Where do you see blockchain gaming in 5 years from now?
Yeah, I think that blockchain gaming will not just be seen as games. It's just, you know, in 5 years, people will live, work, and play in these digital nations, and games may become the platform for basically living. So that's where that's how I see it in 5 years. Like already, you know, like we have, it's like this universe is emerging where it's like Discord is, you know, where you're socializing. The games are where you're playing and having fun. But also starting to work, right? So it's like, you know, once you have social interactions, work and play all, you know, within the same place, like people won't have to leave. They won't have to leave, and, you know, they'll be able to basically subsist on in the physical world on their interactions and their work in the digital world. So I think we'll start to see, you know, games really take on a broader meaning. And you know, become kind of an alternative society, for, you know, and a more meritocratic society where anyone anywhere can join in and work hard and be who they want to be.
I'm glad we are on the same page here. Last time I told my father that you're gonna get paid by playing games. He told me go find a fucking job. So not many people believe in this.
Yeah, I think you coming from Greece too, like you maybe, you know, I think the people of Greece will understand that, you know, modern society is, you know, there's a lot of issues with it. And, you know, I studied sovereign debt crises and sovereign debt restructuring in university. So that, you know, that's how I learned a lot about the problems of modern society. I did my, you know, thesis on Alexander Hamilton. I even proposed a solution to the EU's debt problem, right? So basically, Germany is a lot like Virginia in America in the beginning, where, you know, Virginia didn't have any debt, but Virginia was asked to take on the debts of the other states when they decided to create one common federalized American debt. So, you know, Germany is now in the situation of Virginia where they have a solid fiscal situation relative to the other states, but they don't want to take on the debts of all the other nations. Well, Germany has to come up with some solution to decide on whether, you know, how on what they would accept in exchange for federalizing the debt and creating one common EU debt. Because you can't have one currency but separate debts. That just creates a really bad situation. And you know, if in America, you know, people might not know this, but the reason our capital used to be in New York, but we moved it to DC, which is closer to Virginia, in exchange for this promise of, you know, federalizing the debt. That was what the Virginians renegotiated. So basically, you know, the U.S. founding fathers and the founding of America provides a model for saving Europe, but I'm not sure why the Europeans don't implement that. And it's like frustrations like that about modern economics and modern society that make me, you know, kind of more bullish on digital societies than, you know, outdated governments that we have.
Yeah, definitely, Chicos, definitely. I mean, I don't believe we are going to see any change until the system is collapsed. I have it like this in my mind. The system will collapse. The governments will collapse. And the people will, if they have internet, at least, they will start looking for alternatives. Because, like, you know about economics and all that stuff, you understand that the way money works in the planet and capitalism and all that stuff, in the end of the day, it doesn't work. So yeah, they should be able to find alternatives for a better living. And especially considering that artificial intelligence and robotics is taking people jobs, we might talk about a basic income in the future.
Definitely. I think what Axie does is it provides a model for basic income that allows for people to have the dignity of work as well, right? Like, we can't just, I don't believe in just basic income where people just get paid to do nothing, but I do believe in, you know, basically creating new types of work where, you know, they're more digitally native. And you know, I think, so basically, yeah, playing games will be kind of a market-based solution to this idea of UBI.
Yeah, it will. So, Jihos, thank you for being with us today. It was a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man. It was really fun to be on. And, congrats on growing eGamers. You guys have been around and you guys keep building and spreading the word. So, thank you.